Monday night ended the other way. I play 40 pounds.
Okay, so the title is Travelling Early Morning Flights. Now, with the winter, with the day starting so late, people want to travel. There's certain halachos you've got to be aware of. Used to be you got a 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock flight. Now, in the summer, now in the winter, it can get complicated. You have to always be aware of what's going on with your flight. So, we know before Alois, the day starts at Alois. Before Alois is night. It's the night of the day. The night starts either Shkir or Nacht, let's call it Nacht. And Alois, the night terminates and starts the day. The Mishnah in Megillah says all the mitzvahs that you can do by day is from Alois. So till Alois, there's nothing to talk about. It's night, the whole day. From Alois, the starts day, however, we're going to see how Nes plays a role. But in principle, Alois is the beginning of the day. So till Alois is the regular night. There's no shalos, nothing. You don't need to watch Negevasa. You don't need to start davening. You can't do tefillin. Sitz Shema, whatever. Nothing. Till Alois is regular night. What about you want to, people sometimes wake up early. You want to start davening. You know, you're waiting your time now. So there's certain things you can say. For example, brachas you can say early. Why can you say brachas early? Because we say, Anois and Sechivino, these brachas we can see, we can walk. All these brachas are thanking Hashem that now that I've woken up, I've got my faculties back, you can thank Hashem. It is best still to wait for later, wait for Mishiach or Netz, because Hamar Vishena is to remove sleep. Now, even if you didn't sleep all night, it's machlokes, if you do say it, don't say Hamar Vishena, but Hamar Vishena is really going on the time of waking up. So even if you do say you didn't sleep all night, you should really get something more to you. But the idea is Hamar Vishena is when the day begins. So it's best not to say Mavishena. Because of that, some boys can say, just wait for brachas, don't start brachas early. But strictly speaking, you can start brachas early, and Mavishena, best to wait for later, Mishiach or Netz. But you can, well, Lois maybe even, but you can in principle say the brachas beforehand. So brachas really can say beforehand, but there's not much else. Adonilah, Matovu, these are not really tefillahs as such, which are affiliated with chakras per se. But Lekhan and Shomer really you should wait as well, like Mavishena. These ones which pertain to waking up, we wait really for Alois. But besides the brachas, Krishma, Sittas, tefillin, the three deraisas, davening, chakras, for sure, for Alois, there's nothing to talk about, you've got to wait. What about brachas Torah? Brachas Torah is a bit interesting because we know there's Machalikas, Rosh, and Toysas. Why we say brachas Torah every day? Either because every day is a person's a new prayer when they slept, or every day is a new mitzvah. So if you slept, when you wake up, you can say according to that shita. But the other opinion holds, it's dependent on the new day. Now, when's this new day? So the day, for sure, is not for Alois. That's the middle of the night. So someone wakes up, let's say tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, things before Alois still, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure everyone here gets up, and wants to learn Torah. It's not so simple. You slept, so according to the shita that holds his tail on sleeping, you need to say Berachas HaTorah. According to the other opinion, you can't say Berachas HaTorah. So you got a bit of a problem here. Really, you should wait for Alois, and then say Berachas HaTorah for sure. What do you want to say earlier? It depends on the machlokes. So it's not so simple. Those masmim amongst us that wake up early, I want to say Berachas HaTorah for Alois, it's not so simple. It's interesting, Shavuos night, a lot of shuls, a lot of people stay up, a lot of shuls have minyanim in the morning. Some minyanim do Alois, and some do nets. And everyone's understood, the ones who do nets, so someone comes in who slept in the night, and he can be moist here from the brachas, brilliant, everyone's happy. He says, brachas HaTorah, Asher Tzalech, Hanishomab, he can say, brachas HaShachar, this is that, all the brachas will be moist here. The problem is, when does these shuls would have a net, when's the person coming in to say, brachas HaTorah? After Alois. Alois to net, they start after Alois, because they're davening nets this minute. They don't want to daven early, they want to daven nets. So it's after Alois. What happens after Alois till he comes? Everyone carries on learning. According to the Shita, holds the Torah in a new day, so no one slept, fine, but they're learning about Berachas HaTorah. Really, the person being moist in Berachas HaTorah, let's say, Shavuos, Alois, let's say, Hoppus 2, and the Shachar starts 3 o'clock. So at 3 o'clock he comes in, and he says all the brachas, and then they have a Shachar. But what from Hoppus 2 to 3? If Alois is Hoppus 2, they need the Berachas HaTorah at Hoppus 2. Everyone's still learning, beautiful, such a kishmak, everyone's learning, such a smother, but really, the Berachas HaTorah should be earlier. The reason why they don't is because it's all a sofer, because no one slept. So you invite to go to sofer, because the guy who's been moitzi is not waking up early to be moitzi. He comes down for shacharis, he wants to have a nes, he gets up at 3 o'clock, he's not getting up half past 2. But really, it's interesting to know, because the story begins at alois, because called Mrs. Ayyim is from alois. So really, from alois, you should be moitzi. The man doesn't know what they do. But the point of it is the Brechstor begins at alois. Come on, who's you know? Six something. It's about six. Last week was 6:34, so it's around that postcode. Now, before Alois, no problems. The night do we like? The problem is when it comes to Alois, even half an hour before Alois, maybe you can't do all things before Shacharis. So you're in duty free. That's it. No shopping, no eating, no drinking, no saying shalom, no doing business. All this stuff can't be done from Alois. Someone stays up, you know, in the summer and hits up 105, or whatever it is, the first Alois. It's a big question. What does he do now? Can he carry on in the middle of his office, Master Shabbos, catching up on the last 24 hours, hits Alois, boom. Also, Adam Lahas Chafatsov, Khanji is Palo. You can't do anything for davening. Now, you're right, we don't daven Alois. But since there is, in principle, the Etzem, a Chiv Tfilah from Alois, that's it. She in the airport, hits Alois for half an hour before, really. That's it,
you
no
more. Okay.
Sorry?
You
no, we've got a problem with the Shacharis. From Shacharis, you can't do anything for Shacharis. Now you're up all night because you're flying beautiful. Lamaiz, you haven't done Shacharis yet. You walk through the airport, you want to find a quiet spot, and you get through duty free. You're looking for a quiet spot to daven. You see the cigarettes are cheap. And that's it. What can you do? It's before davening. Business before davening. It's very tricky, it's very hard. People are broken with food and they want to eat. You know, they've been up all night and they're traveling. If it's before, so what you should do is arrange your time properly. Alois, let's say 6:30. So before 6 o'clock, you do your shopping, you do your eating, do whatever you like. But once it hits half an hour of Alois, I'm for sure Alois, that's it, it's game over. You gotta watch out. But now you still can't, we still don't daven Shacharis till later. But from Alois, it starts the day. The three derises every morning, Sitzis, Tefillin, and Krishma. Those really should be later. When's that from? The Gemara and Daftes in Brochas. Sitzis and Tefillin, everyone knows, are from Mishiyake. People aren't aware that Krishma is also from Mishiyake. So really you should wait for Mishiyake for your three derises. So Krishma, Tefillin, and Sitzis, you should wait for Mishiyake. The problem is you don't always have this luxury of waiting for Mishiyake. Because sometimes you've got a very tight window. I flew last week to Prague, 7 o'clock was the flight, 6:34 was Mishiyake, the gate was closing at 6:40, it's a very tight window, what do we do? So I was telling the people then, what we're going to do is, we're going to daven Shmoneh Esrei Mishiyake. After Shmoneh Esrei, you make a bracha on your tefillin, a bracha on your tzitzis. You can't make a bracha beforehand. No, so you mamash, you hold them, kiss them, you touch them, you move your tefillin about. So Mishiyake is really the beginning of mitzvahs. For Mishiyake, we don't want to do anything. Since it's filling for sure not, Krishma also not. Now the funny thing is that davening is the only one which is not daraisa. You usually retreat, davening is not daraisa. And that's the only one you can do early. Shmaraisa you can do from Mishiyake. From Alois, sorry. Shmaraisa you can do from Alois. Lamaiz Mishbura says even Alois you should wait till it's a little bit light. So if you do Mishiyake, you've got that as well. So Mishiyake is the best point to start. But if you have to daven for Mishiyake, no problem daven. But since it's filling the Shema, is after davening. So you put on your tefillin, put on your tzitzis, davash from an esra, and then when it comes to Mishiyake, you make your brachas.
Without
a bracha. Mishmur says, if you do make a bracha, it's fine, but really, like it's without a bracha. It's not Mizman yet. Because you want to davash from an esra, you want to daven Shacharis, and you're going to keep on into, you can put on after. Lamaiz is davening we normally do with tefillin and talis, but it's not really, it's a funny thing. We put it on, but it's not Mizman, a mitzvah. And Krishma as well after Mishiyake. Yes, the Gemara Daftes, Krishma as well. So it's very interesting. You have to remember, there's Alois, Mishiyake, and Netz. Mishiyake, you could do the three derises. Tefillah is interesting. It's not derises, Rabbanon. You can do it from Alois. You should wait for Netz. So it gets confusing. So that's what we did. We damaged from Ezra at 6:34 on the dot. It was Mishiyake, which is not great. Sorry? No, it's after Alois. So from Alois, you can say all the brachas, everything's normal.
Mishiyake is.
So from Alois, you can say you can.
Next is 7 o'clock. Alois is.
Let's say Alois is 6. Mishiyake is half past 6, and next is 7. Let's make it easy. So from 6 o'clock, you can do everything except the three derises.
That's insane.
So you can say brachas, so Zimra, no problem. Start everything. You want to pour the tefillin without brachas. It's not the zman to tie tefillin yet. It's a mishnah. Yeah, you can't. It's not the zman to tie tefillin. You can put them on without brachas. If you didn't make a brachas, fine. Oh, the point is, you're right. But that's me doing it too. The point is that when it comes, if you do what we did, you catch shmona esra mishiyake. Then you've got the zman. You've made on the bracha without the mitzvah of the bracha. Okay, you'll make a bracha afterwards. And you got Shmoneh Esra at Mishiyake, and that was the man you're allowed to wear Tavis. So we hit Shmoneh Esra at Mishiyake.
Hit Mishiyake
the 6th. Yeah, it was different. So we had to Krishma again. But because after Mishiyake. We said Krishma. Yeah.
Everything till
6 days till Mishiyake. And Mishiyake Shmoneh Esra. And as Mishiyake kicks in your Shmoneh Esra, your tefillin and sitters are activated. It's your Mizdaraisa kicks in then.
When you make the bracha again for that?
Afterwards, the bracha you can do all day. As long as you're wearing it, you make a bracha. Yeah.
You
can't
do it before Shmoneh
Esra. Yeah, no. After Shmoneh Esra, you made the bracha, took it off, ran for the flight. And then you have everything. Now, there's one chesaron in that, and that's tefillah, but it's too bad. Tefillah really is nets. Very good deal before nets.
7:30
minutes before. Sorry? Yeah, we don't. Now, even alois, you should wait till it's a bit light. So at least we have that. It wasn't mamish alois, it was a bit light. But it wasn't the perfect situation of nets. But then again, it's too bad. We're stuck, we're traveling, you don't have a choice. You're down beforehand. But you got to always be aware of what's going on. And so many times, and so many cheshboinas, and those manam are not so clear, and Manchester Airport's quite far away, so it could change by a minute or two. When you're down to these tiny minutes, just like you don't want to miss your flight by a minute, you don't want to miss your Krishna by a minute, and Krishna's a lot more important than your flight, because the flight is a big deal. There's a misdaraisa, sister tefillin, shema, tefillah. So you got to watch out and get it all cheshboned in to make sure everything synchronizes. But it's interesting, so you have three things. Again, alois, mishake, nets. Put tefillah aside, tefillah is not daraisa. Since this, tefillah and the Krishma, the three big daraisas, is mishiyake. You want to get a little bit light, you can see someone, that's when you do three daraisas. Tefillah is the other extreme, it's rabbonon. It can be from alois, and it should be from nets. And then you have everything like that.
So if I'm on a flight, and it's before 6 o'clock, can I have my...
There's some machm half an hour before, but let this even half an hour before. So it's a shaila if you machm on that. But let this half an hour before alois, you do what? It's night. Middle of the night, you can't have a bowl of cereal, for sure you can, do what you like. You can eat, you can do business, do what you like.
6 o'clock,
Till, let's say half an hour for Alois. Let's be fair, just in for the Machmirim. Half an hour for Alois, because half an hour for it's Mincha Mara if you don't do these things. Half an hour, five, till half an hour for Alois, it's night. Do you know, even 10 Alois is night. But we'll make half an hour because I'm worried you might get busy, you might start eating. Yeah, so till half an hour for Alois is night, mamish night. From half an hour, we don't want to start eating, you don't want to start business. But you can still say shalom to someone, because that's something you'd get locked into. But really, it'd be nice to Alois. From Alois, Alois is a very difficult time. Because on one hand, it's the day. But on the other hand, you don't went to daven yet. So you're being limbo from Alois. So it's a bit funny. You shouldn't really daven. But, because it is a zman tefillah, bad, so you can't really do anything else. So the good news is that Alois, you start brachas. As our langa carbonus, with our keda, you can do all that, no problem, it's not tefillah. And then you get your tefillah with lechatchila nets, but you have it mishiyake, if you're flying, you don't have a choice, that's what you do, and you work it out, and then you have all the business like that. Rabbi Nachman never daven nets. Why did he never daven nets? His main judgment was that it's impossible to know with the zmanim exactly bang on. As you get people say, oh, Krishma, I've got another 50 seconds, how are you? Ooh, now, Shema, it's very dodgy that, because like we said with the plane, you also don't leave it down to the last minute, because it's hard to know. So if it actually says the whole mind of damaging nets, because you damn bang on nets. You damn before nets, it's bedievet. I don't know if nets is exactly 5:07 and 32 seconds. See, Manchester is unbelievable. You look at the calendar, we have more zman than anyone else. We have two alois and two mishakas and two nets. We have two of everything. Most people have one. But actually, I don't know when it is. So therefore, he didn't have a nets. He done a little bit later. But really, when it comes down to the winter, it's very problematic. Because here in Manchester, nets can get later. Nets gets to, I think, 8:25.
Yeah.
Which means if you're not davening 8 o'clock chakras, then your Shmoneh Esra is automatically before nets. Davening before nets is very difficult. So, it's very interesting. So why do people do it? So, firstly, people do it because they've got to be in the office. Teachers have got to be in school. It's very interesting because they want to go to school to teach Torah. And he's always a Rashi on Hanukkah. I want to stay in Satan. I will learn later. I'll lie later. Rashi says, but you have to lie later. See, but I'm learning Torah. So Rashi says, why are you learning Torah? To know what to do. You can't learn Torah and in the name of Torah, do it wrong. So if they're teaching Torah in school, really, the school should start late. I was in the Koilel in Gateshead last week and I saw that the timetable for Koilel. So Seder starts, I think, 9:30. Then it had, these days, 9:31, 9:32, 9:30. As the nets moves, the Zman of Kodal moves, and then it went back to 9:30. Which is really how it should be, because if you're learning Torah and not keeping it, it's a bit pointless. So I won't say you're not keeping it, but you have done from Alois. But really, the school should start late. Anything should start late, because we can all sleep in. Really, they should start late. They're facilitating Torah on the back of davening at the wrong time. It's a little bit interesting, but that's how they do it. But it comes to people who need to go to the office as well. It's very difficult, because, you know, a boy asked last week, he said to me, I've got two options. You know, I love these people who give God an ultimatum. You know, Hashem, which Shabbos do you want me to keep, this one or the next one? Wait for the heavenly voice. So this boy said, Hashem, this is the ultimatum. He said to me, like this, I can either daven on the way to Shachar's, on the way to work, or I don't daven at all. What's better? That's the choice. It's on behalf of Hashem, thank you very much. But that's the choice he's presenting Hashem. Daven on the way to Shachar's as he's driving to work, or not daven at all. So I said to him, if you ask me, humble me, I don't know, but I think I would say, don't daven. It's also to daven while you're doing something. You're not doing anything while you're saying a bracha, for sure not. Shimon Esra, the Mishnah says, you're standing on top of the midbach, on the wall or on the tree, come down. You can't do anything while you're davening. You've got to have kavana. If you can only daven in the car, don't daven. He said, well, I shouldn't daven because it's so important. I said, if you're in the toilet, what should you do? You don't daven. He looked in the toilet. What should I do? You don't daven. It's too bad. You don't daven. You have a choice. So he didn't believe me. So he asked someone else, he asked a few people, eventually all the answer he got from everyone. So he realized, let's take it halacha. So when you're presented with a situation which is difficult, not always do you follow what you may think is the right path. So it comes to this davening early and starting school late, maybe it's something to think about, I don't know. But the idea is that really lechat chila shachar should always be with nets. And if you have to daven early, a person's traveling, it's a matter of a d'yeved. There's a famous story of Reb Chaim and the Chofetz Chaim were traveling together, and it came time for davening. So Reb Chaim started davening. And the Chofetz Chaim had davened at home before nets, which is not lachat chila. So he asked Reb Chaim, why are you davening now? So he said that before nets, not lachat chila. So Chofetz Chaim said that you don't want to daven either when you're traveling, because it's not, Shulchan Aruch says you can get distracted, and the Shai is sitting down, standing up, not lachat chila. So Reb Chaim said to him, you daven lachat chila, you daven early, right? Which is a good davening, but early. He said, you daven lachat chila b'diavad, and I daven b'diavad lachat chila. You davened the davening in your home, you're relaxed, but it was a b'diavad time. I davened a brilliant davening, it was a brilliant time, but the davening was while traveling. Which means that there's two approaches here, what's better? But the idea is to remember that really Alois is the beginning of Shachar's, but you're not supposed to daven really till next. If you're up all night as well, interesting to know. So in the morning we wash an egelvasa. There's the famous Rashba, the Rosh, there's really another two reasons. The Bachar Shechel brings down four reasons. Why do you wash Negevasa every morning? When do you wash Negevasa? The end of the night. When's the end of the night? Again, it's Alois. Someone's up all night, it comes, whatever it is, 6:30, 6:20, whatever it is today. You're up all night, really should wash your hands then. Because the Tumah, one of the reasons, is because the Tumah comes in the night, even if you don't sleep. Someone's in the summer, you're in the office, it's 1:05, it's Shavuos time. Really, you should wash Negevasa then. Especially if you're touching food. Because the Ruach Ra departs at the beginning of the day always begins at Alois. Hagam, you can't daven yet, till next, but you have it, you can, but like it's no. But the end of the night, the beginning of the day, is always going to be Alois. That's the cutoff point. Zuga saying Brach on Tefillin later. Before Alois, right, so let's just do it, we're running out of time, we'll do a quick summary. Again, we have Alois at the beginning, Mishiach in the middle, and next. Till Alois is the night, half an hour for Alois, you can eat, you can do business, do what you like. Till Alois, half an hour for Alois. Mishiyake is when the three daraisa start. Sitzes, Tefillin, Shema, start Mishiyake. And Tefillah is next. If you have to daven early because you're traveling and there's no other option, then you can daven from Alois. But the best is to wait for Mishiyake, or at least there's a little bit light for davening. If you have to bond Tefillin early, we don't make a bracha, upon sitzes, no bracha, and in Mishiyake, you would wiggle your tefillin, and give your tefillin a kiss, the sitzes, hold them, remind yourself of the mitzvah, and then you would say the brachas. And the same with Shema, if you're davening at Mishiyake, so your Shema is before Mishiyake, you know it's a Krishma then, so you say Krishma again, after Mishiyake, you don't need to take your tefillin, say any time in the flight, you say Shema before Sitzma and Krishma, you've caught all your daraisas, and your tefillin and your tefillin bismah. Okay.
Shkaya. That's very good, actually. Shkaya.